and welcome again to A Mixed Bipolar Life, living with ultra rapid cycling mixed bipolar disorder.
Hey guys, this is just going to be a short podcast. I'm not going to do a check-in because I recorded this just after episode 17 and still feeling good. I just want to talk a little bit about CBD and CBD oil. Which is essentially marijuana. My psychiatric provider, and I call her that because she's actually a physician's assistant, which I recently learned that, I don't know if it's all of them, but they have to get a doctorate, or a lot of them get a doctorate to be a physician assistant. But anyways, she's not a psychiatrist, but she's, a well-trained in psychiatry, and she even worked in a hospital for some years. But anyways, she recommended CBD oil for pain because I've got a lot of pain due to another physical issue I deal with, which I forgot to mention in my last podcast. Now I'm thinking it might have sounded funny because I think I started talking about it and then I stopped the recording, but just how interesting life can be. And now I'm not depressed. I haven't been depressed in some months, which is very miraculous because I actually have tapered off the antidepressants, but normally that would possibly affect my disability insurance, but I'm actually now physically disabled in another way. So that's just kind of ironic. I don't know. I see that as a gift of God. So here you're going to be still disabled and you're going to be in pain and you're going to have this physical disability, but I'm going to lift your depression for you. And I know those of you that aren't spiritual, don't have any faith at all, think that's a bunch of crap, but that's okay. I used to be there. But I'm getting off topic. So CBD, a little bit. CBD, I mean, she recommended it for pain. She prescribe me gabapentin at the same time. It turns out the gabapentin works really well for me, and it's a low dose, so I'm glad about that. I will mention that MSM, that's Mary Sam Mary. It stands for methylmethylene sulfate. Da, 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 da. Sorry, real long name. I don't have it in front of me. But usually you'll see it combined with chondroitin, and they'll tout it for arthritis. But MSM itself, minus the chondroitin, I don't really know how well the chondroitin works because I haven't used that. Works really, really, really well for nerve pain. At least it does mine. And I've increased my dose now as well to help with my pain. I found that the MSM worked better than the naproxen, which they don't like to recommend anyways these days because of the, it can cause bleeding, internal bleeding. So gabapentin is prescribed a lot more now. Gabapentin is usually more specifically for nerve pain, but the irony is that my dog was just prescribed this and my mom. So maybe that's the new pain med I think that they're prescribing now instead of the hardcore Oxycontin. Excuse me. But anyway, so she recommended this for pain. I have no idea how it works for pain. I mean, I don't think I've really noticed a big difference in my pain for it, but I noticed it worked with my mixed episodes and that mixed hypomanic energy I had a little bit. So the only problem was when I was using the CBD oil, which is like putting the oil under my tongue, which tasted horribly, by the way, and I know they have flavored, but the one I got wasn't flavored. It just took too long to get into my system. It takes like 20 minutes, and when I'm having those mixed energy, restlessness episodes. I just want to be put out of my misery as quickly as possible. So I ended up buying, I'm in a state now where marijuana is legal. And so I went out and bought a CBD oil to vape, because I did my research and vaping enters the system more quickly. And so I started that, and that would work in about 10 minutes or so. And that was much better. But then as the energy increased and the restlessness increased, the CBD oil alone was not helping. I was hoping I could do the vaping of the CBD and taper off the benzodiazepine, which is the Valium that I take, but that just never happened. Now, I'm not sure. We'll see how that goes, because I've stopped the vaping since I got bronchitis. Yeah, kind of seemed like a good idea. But also, I haven't, my tics are back. But since I tapered down on the Zoloft, I haven't had any bad hypomanic episodes in the evenings as well. And my mood is staying good. And I feel so happy and so blessed, and just praying, hoping that stays. But I did want to mention the CBD oil in case you guys want to try it to see if it helps. For those who have mixed symptoms, I do not recommend it if you get easily. CBD oil has low THC. I should mention that. I cannot do marijuana. Well, I have to be really careful of the marijuana with the THC, high THC levels. They can cause hypomania in me, and usually the mixed and anxiety and no fun at all. Although I did a sample to see if it would help my sleep years ago of, it might have been CBD, high CBD, low THC, because it was for anxiety. It was just one of the chocolate samples, but it was too much, and I was really high. And I got the giggles for 30 minutes, and I literally was sitting on the toilet giggling. I couldn't stop giggling, couldn't stop laughing for 30 minutes. So that wasn't so great. Not sure it helped with my sleep. I didn't do that again. But yeah, just forewarning, if you do want to try CBD, of course, I am going to recommend that you speak to your physician first. I am not a doctor. Just be aware that, you want to look for CBD CBD is a compound, in marijuana, just like THC. So you want high CBD, low THC, ideally no THC, but the marijuana samples, usually you can get CBD oil alone, but usually if you get marijuana or, the vaping, oil, it usually comes like a 4-1 ratio where it's 4 CBD to 1 THC. I would have preferred no THC at all. I think that would have been better for me, but yeah, so just wanted to let you know my experiences with that. If I do try it, I probably will try it again once I'm through the bronchitis and see if that helps with my tics. But I should also mention that I only do one to two vaping sessions. So, one when, I first start having symptoms, and then it only lasts a few hours, and then another, and I only take 2 hits. That's all. You don't want to overdo it, because I did the first time I overdid it, and I actually ended up having horrible pain, like arthritic pain, which I read can be a side effect of too much CBD. So just, with anything new, just be very cautious. And again, speak with your physician for recommendations. And you can also get recommendations from those that are selling products. The CBD oil I bought in the health food store. And actually, I wasn't going to try it, even though my physician had recommended it. But then I had a friend who was in my support group, and I had the funniest thing. My housemate ordered pizza, and I opened the doorbell rang, and I'm like, who's that? Open the door, and there's this pizza guy there. And the first thing I said is, I think you have the wrong address. And because that was the only time he ever ordered a pizza. It's because he was sick. And I didn't notice it was my friend right away, because he had a hat on, one of those, you know, for the pizza delivery. He's like, well, he says my name, right? Like, whoa. Anyways, we started chatting, and he told me about the CBD oil. I guess it worked for him. So that's where I got the idea of actually trying it for my bipolar symptoms. So there you have it. And I will talk to you guys later. Have a good day.
Lastly, I just want to first thank you guys for all your support. I so appreciate all the great reviews and comments that you've already left, and please ask that you can continue them. The reason why I do this is to help people, and when I get your feedback through your great reviews or comments and sharing, then I feel like that this is worth it, and it helps encourage me to go on, and especially to keep doing this. So please, I would appreciate if you could take the time to leave me feedback. Obviously, positive feedback preferred. That would just be wonderful. And that allows me to move higher up in these podcast apps to reach more people. And that's the goal. That's what I want to do, is to help you and your loved ones. I also want to remind you that I have a blog. That's bipolarmixed.wordpress.com. So it's the disordered first, bipolar, then mixed, mixed.wordpress.com. Lastly, I have to thank my friend Jill Moran for her wonderful music in the beginning and the end. She is a composer, and she recently started out doing composing for film and podcasts and everything else you can think of. She did an original score for me. She can do music for you, and she is very reasonable and moving up quickly. You can reach her on Twitter at jillmimo.com. That's J as in Jill, I-L-L, M as in Mary, I as in India, M as in Mary, O, Jill at Jill Mimo on Twitter.com. Okay, thanks guys. God bless you. I wish you well. Hang in there, and I will see you next, or talk to you next time.